transfigured on the mount, O Christ our God.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Be Transfigured, where we invite you to live a new life in Christ. We pray that this episode is a blessing to you and will inspire you to rededicate your life to Jesus Christ. We invite you to join us for worship or study at the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida, where visitors are always welcome. We'll be back in a few moments to share some more information about our ministry.
I'm not sure I should admit this to you, but the other day I was on Facebook, and one of those little pictures came across, and I don't remember the exact saying, but it says something to the effect of, when you think about what you're going to do today, remember this is the oldest you've ever been, and it's the youngest you will ever be. And I thought about that for a minute. I laughed because it's not something we normally think about. But if we think about it, we're never going to be as young as we are today. And maybe we should act a little differently. That was the implication, at least, of what I was reading on Facebook. And so I thought about that in context with this morning's gospel. Because here is a man who was blind. He was begging on the side of the road. And when he inquired, what's all this commotion? They say, well, Jesus of Nazareth is walking by. And he knew at that moment this was his chance. He was never going to have a day like this again. And so he calls out to Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. He knew this was his chance. And the crowd tried shushing him because they knew that Jesus was somebody important. And he cried out all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. And he captured the Lord's attention. So Christ stops. We heard the story, right? This is a story about a miracle. But it's much more than a miracle, my brothers and sisters. It's about a man who took advantage of his time with God. He knew that was his day. He knew he hadn't had it before, and it may not come again. And he was not going to sit quietly so long as Jesus Christ was walking right in front of him. And so he insisted on calling out, Son of David, have mercy on me. And after he was healed, you see, most of us focus on the miracle of this healing. And it's important to focus on the miracle because one of the signs of the Messiah was that the blind would receive their sight. But I'm here to tell you, my brothers and sisters, this man could already see God even without his eyes. Because he knew in his heart that he was in the presence of God. And so the gospel says that when Christ healed him, he says, receive your sight. Your faith has made you well. And immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God. Doxazonton Theon. And that's the word that I made the reference in this morning's bulletin. That word, doxazon, glorifying. He didn't just say, thanks. He followed Christ, continually glorifying God. Continually coming out of his mouth, honoring God for the fact that he had given him his sight. He knew he had a new life in front of him. He was never going to be that young again. And so he rededicated his entire life to continually glorifying God. How many times do we ask God for things? It may not necessarily be a physical miracle healing as which took place in this morning's gospel, although I do believe they still exist. I've witnessed them in my own life ministry. However, how many times when we ask God for blessings, most especially when the answer is yes and we receive the blessings, how often do we live a changed life like this man did? How often do we alter the way we go through life and glorifying God? Or do we go back to our routine? Do we go back to expecting something from God and we don't necessarily even think of Him again until we need Him again? You see, my brothers and sisters, this is the beauty of this morning's gospel story. Let's face it, most of us will never experience a true miracle of God. Most of us are going to go through life having to focus on the little things that God gives us. Like the sun that makes the trees grow, the water that gives life to creation. These little things, my brothers and sisters, are regular daily blessings from God. And when we call out in the divine liturgy, Kyrie eleison, have mercy, we are like this man in the gospel. Maybe we can see with our eyes, but can we see God with our heart? Or are we just going through the motions of repeating the prayers that Yahya taught us so many years ago? Today is our opportunity. You've never been this old, and you'll never be this young again. Today is our chance to take advantage of our time with God. We are in His house. We are in His presence, just like the blind man in the gospel. And we are going to be singing today many more times before the liturgy is over. Kyrie eleison, Lord, have mercy. And God's going to ask us, what do you want me to do for you? Answer Him in your heart. And then live like this is a new day. Live, as I say on my internet blog, live a new life in Christ. From this day forward, realizing that we may not have tomorrow. That's the opportunity of God's love. That's the opportunity of His grace. And that's the opportunity for us to be in communion with Him and to call out as many times as we want, Kyrie eleison. And don't let anyone ever stop us from calling upon God's mercy, because this is our chance. Today is our day. We may not have tomorrow. Glory to God for all things. As far as they could
bear it. Be Transfigured is a production of Be Transfigured Ministries in cooperation with the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida. We depend upon your generosity to maintain our ministry. You can make a safe online donation when you visit our website, liveanewlifeinchrist.org.